Oh, I'm taking one sentence of Cicero and the whole Latin verb up and down in about 3 minutes. If the teacher can do this and use a few adverbs and change it, and then the students would just sit there like children and wouldn't even notice the difficulty, and there is none. So Cicero begins, multum te amamus, et multum te semper amabimus, et diu, et multum te diu amabamus, et sicut priore anno plurimum te amavimus, et ante te etiam uxorem tuam amaveramus, et si in amicitia permanseris te etiam semper amaverimus. Or the subjunctive, nescis quantum te amemus, et nescis quantum ante hoc tempus amaverimus. In Italia nesciebas quantum te amaremus, et cum in Italia esses, nesciebas quantum in Graecia te amavesemus.
Indirect discourse?
Oh, certainly. Scito multum te nos amare, et amavise, et semper esse amaturos.
Ablative absolute.
Ablative absolute. Te ab omnibus amato mirabiliter gaudebimus. You do anything you want.
Contrary to fact.
Let's say change the te. Wilhelmus bonus esset eum amaremus, sed cum malus sit eum non amamus. Another thing you could play around is put it in the passive. Multum te amamus, multum a nobis tu amaris. Well, plus frater tuus a nobis amatur quam soror tuam. Vel vos semper amabimini ab omnibus familiaribus vestris, sicut ante hac amabamini, omnes noverunt, vel omnes sciunt vos amatos esse a proximis et optimis civibus, et amatum iri etiam a principibus. That you will be loved in the passive, go through the whole conjugation in the passive, singular and plural, there's no other. Et accidit ut ameris ab omnibus, it happens that. Et ut amareris ab omnibus feliciter accide bat, your main verb at the end. You see? Oh, it's the easiest thing in the world. Okay.
Excellent.
And if you had 500 sentences like that, you just see the whole language as the end of it. But you have to kind of think fast and be a little inventive, you know? Okay, that's enough.